Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
the fifth scale universe. So if you've listened to previous podcasts, I've worked up from three scales of the universe to four scales of the universe, and this is the fifth scale of the universe. So let's just talk about what the scales are. So the smallest scale will be smallyverse, and that's where things are expanded by a factor of a billion. And when they are expanded by a factor of a billion, a oxygen molecule is conveniently a bit bigger than a ruler length. The actual distance between the two nuclei is almost exactly a ruler length for an oxygen molecule, and water's 10 centimeters at that scale of expanding everything, blowing up by things by a factor of a billion. Then we have, that's the smallest universe. There's our universe, which is scale 1 to 1, which we experience. There's a universe where everything is shrunk by a factor of a trillion. And that way the sun reduces to the size of a small cashew, a small little ball bearing, and light moves at a third of a millimeter a second and travels, I'll have to go back and redo it. You're capturing it right in the middle of it. And then going on that scale, a 1,000 light years per millimeter is a everything's shrunk down again. Such 1,000 light years is 1 millimeter, and our galaxy is 100 millimeters across, and the thickness of our disk is 5 to 3 millimeters, depending how you define it. So that's the what I call the earlier one, which is a scale. Everything is scaled down by a factor of trillion. I've called that the Pitiverse, and everything is scaled down by a factor of that 1,000 light years equals 1 millimeter, or you can do it another way, that each light year travels a micron. A micron is equivalent to a light year. There's that universe, which I call the Hill universe, Hilliverse, and then the Aussieverse is where it's a billion light years equals 1 millimeter. So rather than 1,000 light years equals 1 light year, it's actually shrunk a factor of, I suppose, 1,000, 1 light year, a billion, which is 1,000 million. So it's shrunk a million times again. And our universe is 93 billion light years across, so that's 93 millimeters across. So that's sort of like a mid-range tennis ball. I haven't been able to get a tennis ball. It's 2.6 inches across. Yeah, it's a bit of a head scratcher how to actually find something which is convenient for it. But what we have here is five things called the smallverse, the universe, the pitiverse, the hillverse, and the Aussieverse. And in that very short way, you have a cognitive sort of short circuit. So when I say small first, it's a go-to scale. So rather than actually a lesson on scales and multiplication, people have to work things through, it's a go-through scale. You might learn it instantly, but the actual understanding of scale will come afterwards. And so this is an official thing, and you've watched or listened to it, I think, over several podcasts coming along, where it's just gone on a very slow way over years. I realized that a particular scale method didn't work for the getting people to get galactic portions. That lesson, it just overloaded them. So if they had a cooking lesson, you'd be able to do it. So that came up with the Hilverse, and then just to get some more information across, I last year when I was giving this lesson again, I came up with a Peterverse, and I stood back, and I didn't actually call it a Peterverse, I said this scale, and these were bright students, so they're able to get it without actually overshooting or trying to stressing out too much of it, and they're able to get this fantastic feeling to hold a cashew in their hands, a small little ball bearing in their hands, and the nearest star was a ball bearing of that scale, but on the edge of the horizon, or in this case, they were in Penrith, and it was at the Opera House, a huge, huge distance that it's finally got to them. It takes 4 years for light to travel at a third of a millimeter per second to actually get there. So if you had a snail, which, in your place. So it's had all those links across it. And so, having, made the, in reporting this on a podcast of saying, oh, well, look, let's flip this over rather than actually keeping the scale lesson up there and then from the scale lesson teaching the idea, it really needs a label for it, so people have automatically a matchbox scale, a Lego scale, Amazing Amy scale, or Bratz Doll scale. Yes, they automatically can instantly work with scales, but the scale is not a numerical scale, it's a brand name scale. So the idea here is that would seem logical to try to get it going across, and the idea of a brand name scale is that different kids can go around and they can play with other people's toys because the toys are a particular scale. So scaling is a sort of natural thing with kids, and it's a natural thing in society to give a brand name to a scale. So the brand names for these scales, introducing the new Smallerverse, Universe, Peterverse, Hillyverse, and Aussieverse. Very, very simple, because if you describe it that way, and you can basically boil it, you go from atoms up to there, and look, I might even go down to the very small universe to get into protons and stuff like that. I'm a bit reticent to actually go underneath there because it's the thing with the five universes is that they're all described by classical mechanics. As you get down beneath the small universe, it's actually you have to actually start breaking away from the education aspect of it. What is the events? If you've listened to it, you've seen the events going across. Now you can say, look, I don't want to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to teach this way until it's official and there's a book written about it. We'll get a book written about it for you one day, and we'll get it out then. The thing is that there are so many directions to go. I think a book will eventually come out with it. It's sort of like the reasons for staying with the current way of teaching, where we actually don't have these four or five universes easily taught. Like people are very familiar with teaching this sort of standard molecule, the standard way, but you actually don't talk about this. It's also an automatic thing, is that once you've taught the theory of a scale and a brand name, say if you start off talking about the Smallerverse or the Universe or the Peterverse, people can actually get to understand that and get some of the learning. I sort of imagine them as sort of, I can't quite describe it. I sort of see students thinking as a flow chart, and occasionally there's a sort of a twig or a sort of brown mark in the way, and I sort of help and discuss them. This is my visualization of what's going on. Help them across, but see if they can understand, say, the Peterverse. The Peterverse makes sense to them, and they can sort of imagine traveling and imagine the constraints in with it. That problem solution set, that learning, that meta learning, can be actually moved from the different universes across. Now, what's the overall situation? Why why am I researching this and why am I proposing this? Well, essentially, my direct access to kids, I sort of, over years was a Questacon explainer at the National Science Museum, and basically instructor, spent a lot of time explaining to kids the standard access to what we would call the PAMs, the military PAMs, have been limited in terms of the time and access. And it's sort of spiced and diced, as I haven't had just a clean run teaching. I've had people come in and interfere, and you know, all this politics swirling around. And with all that politics, I've sort of ignored that and kept on focusing for it. So the politics has been designed to disrupt my teaching, but what it has really done is it's disrupted the material in front of me to teach. And being disrupted in front of to teach, it's meant that I've been able to reassemble the fragments across there. So they've come in, made it very difficult to say for the cooking lesson where they cooked up the universe. It wasn't related to the cooking the galaxy, cooking our local galactic cluster. It wasn't there. I had a class where I just said basically, we're going to have a lesson where you are simply given an instruction is to bake the earth. You bake a model of the earth. And then we're going to, oh yes, people got together, and then they began to listen as to what were some of the structures of the earth that they would want to include with it. So the activity led the actual, the activity was a scaffold for the information in. And what had happened is that these girls baked a cake from scratch all within, they used to be 70 minutes, so they've been reduced the length of the periods, but the tension of cleaning up meant that by the time they could, there was, by the time the clean up before, clean up after, and inspections of the kitchen led to, they really only had half an hour cooking by the time people came in and inspected and fussed over it. And then one group of girls left the oven on, and I inspected everything, but I'm not a rocket scientist, so I missed that. And of course, the oven was left on, so I was banned for 4 years from being able to use the kitchens. So that just meant that I had to go outside and cook on barbecues or cook elsewhere before I got in. And eventually, I was able to argue my way in by proving that the ban was specific to me and not a generalized ban. I think at various points in time, I was told there was a generalized ban, but then other teachers got in. I sort of said, hey, what's the actual nature of it? So without actually conflicting against it. So that sort of just meant that I adapted and moved around it here. But that general sort of the innovation base where you're actually looking at how the structure of knowledge is going in, and it's not necessarily a bad thing that you get obstructed or distracted, because the distractions you mean that you forget everything except the real core learning. So just to review the core learning here, we've got a scale of blow it up by a billion, which is the smaller verse, and when something's blown up by a billion, hydrogen molecule, H2, is roughly 10 centimeters across. It's sort of like it's probably closer to... This is the entire thing with quantum mechanics. There's no surfaces, so it's a little bit hard to describe. So it's probably 15 centimeters side to side that you hold in your hand. A nitrogen or oxygen molecule. I think nitrogen's three bonds, slightly smaller. I don't know. It's probably nitrogen's, I can sort of remember 290 something or other picometers. Oxygen's 300 picometers. Maybe back to front. So that's centimeters. So a picometer is a millimeter, or basically a nanometer is a meter. But You don't say that. You say it's as large as that. And once they've got it as a toy, they remember that. Then now, scale universe, you don't send much along. This is what you do. And this is when you, in your own scale universe, if you've got to work 100 meters to a person, that's it. You're in that universe, the teaching universe. Then the Peterverse. And then the Peterverse gets you things. On a similar ruler scale, I think we're 153 million kilometers from the sun. A million kilometers is a millimeter. 153 is just that long worth it for the sun on that one. And get the scale. And that's 8 minutes traveling at half a millimeter, a second, before it gets us. And then the orbit of the moon actually fits within that millimeter. So the orbit of the moon is 0.8 millimeters, you know, that's diameter coming across, and of course the Earth is very small. That's the smaller verse, the Peterverse. This is the beautiful thing, is that I don't have to detour in memory to actually think of the scale. I think of the names. I can list the number of scales, like the number of people, group of kids in your bus or something like that. And that one there gives you the scale, a good scale at that thing of our galaxy and where the nearest galaxy is. And then the Aussieverse is a billion light years, rather than 1,000 light years, as a million, it's a million times smaller again. And then it's the universe is 93 millimeters across. End of story. And it's sort of like the Big Bang has occurred. So the beginning of time is on the outer surface, and the end and now is in the inner point of our point. The actual Aussieverse has expanded. It has expanded from something. It's gone from inflation when it went from. It has been quite expanding. I won't go into it. It's a little bit more complex to get across. So that's you've heard it for the first time within. I don't know what the train of thought has. Well, you're rather lucky. You are listening to a podcast. Half an hour after the genesis of a new universe. Now, it's actually not a new actual physical universe, it's a conceptual universe, a toy universe, a scale universe, which we need to do, but you're very lucky it's there. And what's coming along is, in terms of saying, I've got so many months to get every lesson absolutely perfect, get everything recorded, ready across, you know, and I mightn't succeed, but realizing that there was obstructions there, it sort of made me think about the obstructions differently, the structures differently, and make me think about, you know, what is the core that we're going to hang all this knowledge on. And it isn't true. It is true that it's not this vague set of quality attributes which make quality teaching. So if you get those quality aspects, and you can get a mate to actually tick you off for you, or avoid enemies who will tick you. It's sort of like, that's crazy. And so if there is cause to understanding, what could there possibly be? And so you go back and think, oh, you know, what's the overall structure of this, in terms of the actual key to knowledge, a cookie cutter knowledge, can you use that cookie cutter to actually come across? And so, look, I'd be thrilled, tickled pink, because it's not going to happen in Australia, but if some other country out there took this three scales of the universe, and you could call, you know, if you're in Germany, you could call the German verse, whatever it is, just to get people in, or you could name it after yourself. I really don't care. I'm just looking at a grabbable label. And why it's a grabbable label in this case, because this is in Peter Hill Explains. There's a picture of Peter Hill. So that's there. And Peter Hill is Australian. So small universe, Peter Hill, Australian. All verses. So small, uni, Peter Hill, Australian. Gets you all through from atom size up to the entire universe. So in one, you start off one is an atom is now big in an imaginable space, and then at the other, the entire universe is just basically a play ball. It's like a small novelty, basketball. It's around that much. I know there's my kids have just got that. So thanks a lot for listening, and I'll keep on talking.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.